All right, move a bit closer. There's plenty of chairs up the front. If anyone wants to sit there out of the glare of the sun. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Keith Lockwood, lifetime resident and descendant of original pioneer settlers here way back. I'm representing Arapiles Historical Society and the Back to Natamuck Committee, which has put this weekend together. So I hope you can all relax and enjoy it. First of all, I'd like to hand over to the Mayor of Horsham, Robin Galeen.
On behalf of us all, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands on which we meet, the Wotjobaluk, Wagai, Japagulk, Jadwa and Jadwarajali people, and pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for the kind invitation to be here, and thank you for taking the time to come back to Natamuck, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. For those who haven't been here for a long time, and I've spoken to quite a few of you, I'm sure you've noticed quite a few differences both here in Natamuck and within the surrounding region. So we've certainly been growing and prospering in the time since you've left. From experience, writing a local history or a family history is a passion project. It takes hours, months and years of research and hard work to compile it. So I would really like to congratulate our three authors here tonight, Keith, Colin and Gianna, for their dedication in putting down on paper the history of the early settlers and the Sudolts family and the other components about Natamuck.
Thank you very much, Robin, for your kind words. We have three books to launch tonight, so we wanted to get through it all before it gets too dark and we can't see our way home. We've got a big day ahead tomorrow with the Natty Show and a lot of other highlights as well. So without any further ado, I'd like to hand over to another of our dignitaries up behind me, Member for Lowen, Emma Keeley, to open our Back to Natamuck celebrations and launch the first book. Emma Keeley.
Thank you very, very much for that kind welcome, Keith. And like Robin, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to those past, present, and particularly any elders that may be amongst us this evening. Welcome back to Natamuck for those particularly who've been away for some period of time. This weekend is a very, very special weekend, and it's wonderful to see so many people gather. And I can see already there's people pointing across the crowd thinking, oh, I know who that person is. I haven't seen them for a long time. Perhaps sharing some fond memories, some that you wish that you hadn't forgotten, and perhaps some that you wish you had have forgotten. There may be stories in there that you can recall of growing up here in Natamuck. It could be about running a business. It could be about the magnificent rock and rock climbing at Mount Arapiles. It could be about your first kiss, perhaps, or it could be about another loved one and a memory, a fond memory you have of growing up in this brilliant area. I would like to officially open the Back to Natamuck weekend. There is so much planned this weekend, and I really think that we need to put our hands together and offer a huge congratulations to the Back to Natamuck committee, because they've done a magnificent job. We all know the hundreds of hours that go into organising these type of events, and so we greatly appreciate the energy and the effort that these volunteers have put into making sure this weekend is an enormous success. Of course, that can't be a successful weekend if people like yourselves don't come up and support these events. So thank you for making the effort, whether you've travelled just around the corner or you've travelled from afar to help celebrate all that Natamuck has achieved over the past 120 years. I really appreciate it, and I know that the organising committee greatly appreciates it as well. So I would like to officially launch this weekend's Back to Natamuck celebration, and I do hope you not only share your fond memories of the community, but also perhaps create some special memories that you can share with your children in the future. My other special job that I've got this evening is launching this absolute magnificent book, Anatomuck Reflections. I'm not sure if any of you have had the opportunity to look at this book yet, but I can tell you after looking and reading through this book this week, I'm absolutely amazed with how the history of the community has been presented in such a thoughtful, thorough and joyful way. I said to Keith Lockwood just earlier that I was so impressed and inspired that so many of the photos are of people who are genuinely enjoying themselves and smiling. And to capture that emotion of a community that Natamark is able to offer, that it is a fantastic place to live, work and do business, that you have this connection to the environment and to each other, which is really indelible, and to be captured so well in the imagery contained in this book is an absolute credit to all of the contributors to the book, to Colin and Gianna, as well as Keith, who's pulled it all together, and the wider people in the community who have sent in magnificent photos and stories so that we can collect them all in one place. There is a saying, of course, that to know where you're going, you need to know where you've been. And everybody who has anything to do with Natamark in the future will be able to look back on this magnificent collection and see exactly where Natamark came from, to see your magnificent history, whether it's related to our wheat growing and flower production, whether it's about our connection to Mount Arapiles, whether it's about our connection to waterways as well through the region, or just some of the fabulous things that we do to celebrate each other and have fun in the community. This book collects, has that entire collection all in one place. If you would like to purchase a copy, please head to the marquee just off to your right. You can also grab a name badge while you're in there so that people who might not have seen you for a while might be triggered to remember who you are. All of the books tonight are available in there. And can I also encourage you to have a walk through the courthouse? There's a magnificent collection of photographs in there, and I'm certain it will put a smile and maybe trigger some memories as well. So with that, I would like to officially launch this magnificent book. Can you please put your hands together to Keith and all of the community members who've contributed to this?
Thank you very much, Emma. It was a bit of a labour of love for a while. There are many people to thank for helping to put it together. I hope all are acknowledged suitably in the book, but I'd like to specially mention Horsham Rural City Council for their generous donation to help publish the book. It was most kind, and also for their support to put up the marquee and the PA system and the chairs, etc., and mowing the town, tidying the place. They've been tremendous support. I'd also like to mention Arapiles Historical Society. Many of the photos have come from the sources of Arapiles Historical Society, and the Woolmer and McQueen families for some fantastic photos. We've dubbed the Woolmer Collection, which not only feature in the book, but they also feature in a special exhibition behind me in the courthouse. I'd also like to pay special thanks to Glenn Tempest, who voluntarily went through every photo in the book and made them as make them sparkle. He really did a fantastic job. I won't go into detail about the Woolmer collection, but I'd like to hand over to Mary French, who is a descendant of Horace Woolmer, the photographer, to explain a bit more about the Woolmer collection. Mary French.
Thank you, Keith. Well, it all started with a black box on the veranda. Now, we knew there were photographs in the black box, but everyone was too scared to open it to see what was inside. We might find a whole lot of mouldy bits and pieces, but instead we found some beautiful glass plates. And with the help of Alison Eggleton, we were able to clean them up and preserve them properly so that they're there forever now. And I can just remember Horace Woolmer, and I'm very proud of his fantastic collection of social history, and my favourite photographs, see what you think, are the ones where he has carefully arranged everyone. And you can just imagine him saying, move a little bit to the left, move a bit to the right, stand up, look up here. And he certainly captured an interesting collection of people along the way. He was also a bit of a, I guess, an inventor. He loved to try and experiment with his photographs. There's a photograph of him as a double. He's sitting at the desk twice, and there's also one where he's managed to somehow create a ghost. So, Horace Warmoth, well done, and thank you very much to Keith for making the photographs available to everyone.
Thank you very much, Mary. There's one photo I especially like in the book on page 8. It doesn't have any person in it. It doesn't have any people smiling either in it. It turned up in an op shop in England in 1896. And it pretty well shows this area. It's taken from Lake Road here, looking along the creek with the courthouse. The courthouse was built 131 years ago. And right along the creek to the old hotel where David Kitching lives now. It was sent to a pen friend in Leicestershire, England, by someone in Natamuck, I think by the name of Annie, in November 1896. It stayed in Leicestershire for generations until it went to an op shop. Someone bought it, bought a box of junk, and in it was a photo album with this postcard from Natamuck. She didn't think the Natamuck was in England, so she got out her atlas and discovered it was in Australia, posted it back to Natamuck, and I found it in the bottom drawer of the archives in Naraples Historical Society. Never been seen before. It's a fantastic photo. But I could rave on a lot about a lot of photos in it, but I'll let you have a look at them. Our second book is a tremendous chronicle of our original pioneer settlers from the 1870s, 1872, put out by Colin Haustifer, who grew up on the shores of Natamuck Lake. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think his great-great-grandfather, Ernst Haustifer, was an original settler. Originally selected the land in late 1871, but the approval of the licence was granted on March 28, 1872. So we can say that Natamuck is exactly 150 years old from this coming Monday. So that's quite significant, I thought. So Colin, I'll hand over to you to say a few words about your book, because no one's really seen it yet. Colin has.
Okay, thanks Keith for the introduction and your generous words regarding the book. So it's great to see you all here for the Natamuck celebrations and the book launches. And congratulations to Keith and also Gianna on their books, Natamuck Reflections and the Siddles Family History. So I wrote Natamuck District Pioneer book to celebrate 150 years since land was first selected in the Natamuck District by my great-grandfather Ernest Haustifer and his neighbour Henry Speer on the eastern side of Natamuck Lake on the 21st of September 1871, and also to acknowledge the huge contribution made by all the Natamuck District families who selected land. So first, some background on my interest in Natamuck history and writing of the book. So I was raised on my parents' farm on the eastern side of Natamuck Lake in the 1950s and 60s with my brother Ivan and sister Lois, who are here this evening. Parents' farmland was originally selected by Henry Speer. So at the front of the property near the lake were the remains of the old Speer house, which was built in about 1870s. And elsewhere on the property was the old Natamuck Lake School, originally the Dutch McGower School, which was also built in the 1880s. So next to our farm was the land selected by my great-grandfather, Ernest Hausdorfer. And the farm was then owned by Herb and Phyllis Hausdorfer, who lived in the old Hausdorfer homestead. That was indeed a magnificent home when it was built by my great-grandfather in about 1887. So I left Nanimark in the late 1960s after my parents' farm was sold, with some great memories of the Nanimark district. About 10 years ago, my brother Ivan and I wrote a book on the Hausdorfer history on the 140th anniversary of my great-grandfather selecting land. So researching the story of Ernest Hausdorfer and family led me back to many interesting stories about early Nanimark and other Nanimark families. And about 8 years ago, I became interested in looking at further writings for other Nanimark district families and about early Nanimark itself. So I was able to get old maps and also the early land selection documents for all the Nanimark district selectors. And using that information plus writings that exist in family history books about the early selectors, and also using the old Nanimark and Horsham newspapers, I was able to use those as sources for the book. So last year I contacted Keith to see if there's any interest in the book. He said that there was interest in the history group. So I've made available a number of copies of the book which are available here tonight. So in conclusion, I'd just like to thank Keith Lockwood and the Rapalese Historical Society for their assistance in making this book available for the 150th celebrations. Thanks.
Thank you, Colin. Yeah, it's a fantastic book. I've seen a draft copy. Thoroughly recommended. It covers a lot of families. Talking about Henry Speer, who settled land next to the Hausdorfers. There's direct descendants of Henry Speer who live amongst us today, Norm McCush for one. I'd now like to pass over to David Sudols to speak about the third book detailing Natamuck's history and people, The Sudols Family History, About Time, put together by his wife Gianna. Here's David.
Gianna's asked me to speak on her behalf because the one thing that she has learned about Sudols is that we do like to talk. So little did Gianna know that she was going to go down this path of writing our family history. Gianna and I met 37 years ago in a little place called Groot Island in the Northern Territory. And when I first brought her down here to meet my family, she got to meet some uncles, Uncle Keith and Uncle Peter, and got to see the family homestead and started to hear all the stories. And both those men were very, very proud of the family history and used to talk about it all the time. What started off was just an idea to write it down so that it was preserved for future generations, turned into a 750-page tome of some really fantastic information. And the one thing that you discover is that oral history is not as all what it's cracked up to be, because some of the stories that I heard as a child soon found out weren't quite right. So, Jana's fantastic in her research. I won't go on too much. She has acknowledged the people that she wants to in the opening of her book, but she's done a fantastic job. She's very thorough in her work, and she did ask me to keep it short. So if you want to see a copy of the book, it's there for sale, but she's done a fantastic job on capturing the history.
Hear, hear to that. It's a fantastic job. Took about 20 years, did it? Yep, 20 years to put together. All three books will be available not only after tonight's speeches, but through the weekend when the courthouse exhibition behind me is open. Can't remember the times off the top of my head, but something like 10 till 2 o'clock each day. So drift on by, and if we're open, come in and buy a copy or have a look at them at least. Finally, I'd like to hand over to Arapiles Historical Society President Peter French to open the Society's new exhibition in our 131-year-old courthouse.
Right, thank you, Noakes. But before I just talk about the exhibition, I think I should also like to acknowledge the enormous effort that Keith, or Nod as we normally call him in town, has put into this production of this magnificent book. Over the last and probably 2 years at least, we at IHS have witnessed Nod's dogged determination to just get it right. And I'm sure you'll all agree when you see the book that he certainly has. So well done, Nod. Now, the exhibition, Jeanette, who's sitting over there with her offsiders, Liz and Gianna, have spent many hours scouring our archives, putting together a fascinating collection of the photos and memorabilia from all the previous back twos. So, starting with 1924, with a very modest collection of photos, but would you believe a commemorative medal was made back in those days, and right through to 1997 with a huge assembly of photos and documents. So I trust you all enjoy the exhibition and aren't too shocked by the passage of time. Thank you.
Yes, time marches on. In closing, there are just a few announcements and housekeeping matters to mention. A full program of the 3 days are in the flyer that has been circulating around town. It's still available in the marquee and various places. It's got the rainbow over Natamark. That's got a full running program, but there's a couple of extras. Natamark Post and Paper have decided to open on a Saturday morning, tomorrow from 9 to 12, and Natamark Golf Club is going to be open on Sunday from 11 till 12. That just was a bit late to get in the brochure. During the weekend, the marquee here will be an information centre for the back two and a book-selling site. And there's also a range of Natamark memorabilia that Natamark Post and Paper has provided for us to on sale here. Sally down there is doing a wonderful job. Name tags, as we said, will be available if you want to write your name on a name tag and so people can remember who you are over the weekend. And there's also a visitor's book in the courthouse. It'd be lovely if people could sign the visitor's book when they've had a look through the courthouse exhibition. It's just inside the exit door as you leave. We hope you can catch up with old friends, make new friends, and enjoy the celebrations. It's a big day tomorrow, so stay safe, stay COVID safe, and good night and enjoy the weekend. Thank you very much for coming.